band, they won the World Championship, and for the third time. Alas, 1961 also saw Jack retire from the band due to illness, but he helped to persuade one of the most famous pipers of the day, Pipe Major Robert G. Hardy, to take over as Pipe Major. My conversation with Bob was so full of interest, it would require a program on its own to do it justice. But here he describes, in his usual modest way, that first encounter with the band.
I don't remember the exact date, but I remember it was the spring 1962. I was only supposed to be taking the band over until we got another Pipe Major. But that lasted 15 years, as you know. But I must say this, when I joined the band first, we went through the first half of the season and I think we only won a fourth prize it was. And we were playing at a gala day in Truin Fife just after that. And this old lad in the band came up to me and he said, Bob, he said, I think if you lifted the pitch a bit, the old boys in the band would play better. Well, I done that. And we won the Champion of Champions in the second half of the season.
whizzing through the air to the Strathspeys and Reels, Brechin Castle, Highland Whiskey, Lady Mackenzie of Kilcoy, the Duke of Gordon Strathspey, Colonel MacLeod, Daldowie's Reel, Forest Lodge, the Blacksmith's Reel, Miss Monaghan's Reel, and the Pigeon on the Gate, as played by Muirhead & Sons Pipe Band under Pipe Major Bob Hardy, from their famous 1968 record called Scotland the Brave. You know, tonight's programme must be of particular interest to drummers in view of the dramatic changes that have taken place over the years, not only in technique, but in the construction of the modern instruments themselves. But I wonder if we've lost something as far as the tone of the drum is concerned. No doubt drummers will have plenty of opinions about this. But of course, as with photographs, sound recordings can only give a general impression of the true sound of a great pipe band. Those of us who were fortunate enough to hear many of Muirhead's championship performances will not readily forget that distinctive quality which made them outstanding in their day. Indeed, winning the world championship for 5 years in succession from 1965 to 1969. No one appreciates more than Pipe Major Bob Hardy himself just how styles of playing and instruments have changed over the past 30 years or more. But it must give him particular pleasure to look back at what he achieved with Muirhead's pipe band.
I was very fortunate in as much as two good pipe sergeants. Andra Doyle was the first one, and then when Andra left, David Hutton took over from him. And they were both good, because if you were playing at a concert or anything like that, you only needed to tell them what you wanted, and they'd done the other side of the band, you looked after this side. And it was great how it worked out. There was quite a number of old players in the band when I took over. They had played together for many years. One of them, I mentioned Andra Doyle, there was Bob Brown, Jimmy Purdy, Dunk Stewart, about half a dozen others, you know, old members of the band. They had only about 3 or 4 years to run, you know, and that was them. We always had new blood coming in. But a lot of these old people that were in the band, you know, they were very helpful in a lot of ways. They really helped out, you know. It was one man for all for one sort of thing.
So there's a good spirit in the band?
Good spirit.
And that spirit shines through in this recording of one of Muirhead's championship March Strathspey and Reel sets of 1967. The tunes are Brigadier General Cheap of Tyrone, The Shepherd's Crook, and McAllister's Dirk. 5 Major Bob Hardy with Muirhead and Sons Pipe Band playing Brigadier General Cheap, Shepherd's Crook and McAllister's Dirk. And that was from their 1967 Champion of Champions record. What a fine band and what a marvellous pipe major. Indeed, when Bob had to leave the band for health reasons, it was decided that they should not continue without him. And so Muirhead's came to an end while still at the top. Our thanks to Pipe Major Bob Hardy and to Pipe Major Jack Smith for their help in making this portrait program of a great band from the past.